Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Megillah daf Lamed. We left off on daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. We are at the third medium-sized line all the way up on Chav Tes Amud Beis. We have a lot of ground to cover, Be'ezras Hashem. And today's daf is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. Also sponsored anonymously, Le'iloi Nishmas Rav Lazer Silver, Zatzal Rabbi Lazer Ben Harav, Bunim Tzemach, Rav Lazer Silver, one of the Gedolei Adar in America of the past century, she's in the Shem Hashem and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to learn today is presumably Chav Tes Amud Beis and Lamed Amud Aleph we're going to learn today. So we're going to discuss what we started to talk about yesterday, which is the Parsha Shkalim, that we know that there is Parsha Shkalim from the Mishnah, but which one is which Parsha do we read for Parsha Shkalim? So we had two opinions yesterday. The Gemara is going to bring five rayas, which opinion is correct. Then the Gemara is going to tell us what we do for Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, how we take out three Sifrei Torah, and what we do when Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on Shabbos, also about taking out three Sifrei Torah, why I need to be told both of those statements. Then the Gemara is going to talk about what we do when Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on a weekday, as far as navigating the Chanukah reading and the Rosh Chodesh reading, which one comes first, how much of each one do we read. Then the Gemara is going to discuss on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph about when Parshas Shkalim falls out in Parshas Kisisa. So and what happens if Parshas Shkalim falls out in Parshas Tetzaveh? So how do we make it clear that we're reading Parshas Shkalim either when it's that week's Parsha or when it's the next week's Parsha? Because even if it's the next week's Parsha, you're gonna you can read it as the Maftir. It looks like you're just continuing to read straight in the Torah. So then the Gemara is gonna have a machlokas if between Rav and Shmuel when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Erev Shabbos and when Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, whether you read in the following week or the previous week, because maybe we have to be choshesh for different concerns that we'll see about. And then the Gemara is going to talk about at the end of the daf, at the end of Amud Aleph, of Amud Aleph, different Haftaros for the Dalet Parshios. That's probably as far as we're going to get today anyway. So let's begin on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. We are at the third medium-sized line on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. Bishlam Laman Yamar Kisisi Kisisa Hainu Dekarila Parshas Shkalim. So we had just concluded yesterday with a machlokas, my Parshas Shkalim, of what exactly was Parshas Shkalim, where Rav says it's Tzavet Espenei Solva Matalem Es Karbonila Achmi, and Shmuel says it's Kisisa. So it's either the Parshas HaTamid, what we call the Parshas HaTamid, or it's what we call Parshas Shkalim. So which one is it? So says Gemara, let's bring five rayas. Raya number one, Bishlam Lanyam Kisisa Hainu Dekarila Parshas Shkalim. If you say that it's Kisisa, I get why you call it Parsha Shkalim, Dichsivba Shkalim, because that's where the actual mitzvah of Machzah Shekel appears. Ella Lemandi Yamar Es Karbonila Achmi Midi Shkalim Ksivi Asam. But if you say that it's the Parsha Satamid, it doesn't say anything about Shkalim in that Parsha. Why on earth would we call it Parsha Shkalim? Says Gemara, in time am I Kidrabi Tavi. No, the din is about that Parsha. The reason that we call it Parsha Shkalim is because we bring the Machzah Shekel to the Beis Hamikdash on Chodesh Adar, like Rabbi Tavi taught, that he darshans from the double lashon of Chodesh, that there's a Chodesh that you have to be lechadsho with the olas tmidin and musafin from the Truma Chadasha, that you need to be mechadesh with the Truma Chadasha. So that pasuk is said in this parsha, in the parsha Satamid. So that's why we read it as parsha Shkalim, meaning the very pasuk that repeats the word Chodesh to imply that the karbanos have to be brought from the Truma Chadasha, that appears in that parsha. So it says, well, let's bring another. The Raya Bishlam L'man Yamar Tzavis Meisol. I understand very well if you say that it's the parsha of Tzavis Meisol Mishum Dechsivi Karbanos Hasem, because that parsha talks about bringing the karbanos from the Truma Chadasha that is collecting in Chodesh Adar. Kid Rabbi Tavi, like Rabbi Tavi had said, El Man Yam Kisisa Karbanos Miksivi. But if you say that it's Kisisa, is Machsa Shekel the fact that Machsa Shekel is written parsha Kisisa is talking about it's not talking about the Karbanos at all. Shkalim la'adonim ksivi. It's only talking about the Shkalim that they gave to collect for the Adonim of the Mishkan. So what's the Shaychus with Parsha Shkalim of the collecting of the new funds for the Karbanos with Parsha Kisisa? Yes, there's Machsa Shekel in Parsha Kisisa, but that Machsa Shekel is for a different purpose. It was for the purpose of the Adonim of the Mishkan. It got nothing to do with the Karbanos. So that's the Gemara Kiddetali Rav Yosef, that the price that parsha is not only talking about the Adonim. No, Shalosh Trumos Hein. There are three trumos that are mentioned in that parsha. It says Zayitnu Kolover Al Pikudim Machsa Shekel Trumal Hashem. It says Kolover Al Pikudim Yitin Trumas Hashem, and it says Hashir Lo Yarbev Hadala Yemit Machsa Shekel. Thus it says Trumas Hashem. Why did it say Trumas Hashem three times? Because there's Shel Mizbeach, La Mizbeach. There's one for the Mizbeach that they gave to buy the Korban Sibur for the whole year. Then there's Vishal Adonim La Adonim. There was another Truma, another donation of the Adonim that were used to pay for the Adonim of the Mishkan. And Vishal Bedekabais, the Bedekabais. And then they did another Truma of Bedekabais that went to pay for the Bedekabais. So it turns out that since that parsha talks about the Machsa Shekel that they gave for the Korban as well, so that's why we read it before the new karbanos are brought on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The karbanos from the new funds are brought on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's why it makes sense that would be Parsha Shkalim. So now the Gemara says Raya number three. Bishlam Manyam Kisisa. I said very well if you assume that it's Parsha Kisisa Hainu Dushani Hai Rosh Chodesh Mishar Reshe Chadashim. So then I get why this Rosh Chodesh is different. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, you're going to read Parsha Kisisa also, whereas every other Rosh Chodesh you read only the Parsha Satamid. You don't read Parshas Kisisa. El Manyam Betzavis Karbani. But if you assume that we read the Parsha Shkalim is the Parsha Satamid, my Shani, in what way is Rosh Chodesh Adar that falls on Shabbos different than any other Rosh Chodesh that falls on Shabbos? Every Rosh Chodesh we read the Parsha Satamid. So how could it be that we're making some special statement about Rosh Chodesh Adar falling on Shabbos and having to do things differently? Nah, every Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, you read Parsha Satamid. Says the Gemara, even if you assume that you read Parsha Satamid, but Shani, Rosh Chodesh Adar falling on Shabbos is different. Dilei Rosh Chodashim Karashita b'inyan d'yoma. By all the other Rosh Chodashim, you read six aliyos of the Parshas Shavua for that Shabbos, v'chad b'derosh Chodesh, and only the seventh aliyah you read from the Parshas Tamid, which is the Kriya that we normally do on Rosh Chodesh. V'ilui idna, but when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, Kulu b'derosh Chodesh, you do all seven aliyos from the Parshas Tamid, because that is the Parshas Hashkalim. So it says Gemara, Hani Chol Madiyam L'Seder Parshios U'Chozer. I understand very well that if you assume like the Shita L'Seder Parshios U'Chozer, meaning that in the Shabbosos where you read the four Parshios, the regular Parshas Shavua is totally pushed aside. So then it makes sense that according to that, you can say Rosh Chodesh Adar is different than other Rosh Chodashim. In that, all seven aliyos are going to be from the Kriya of Parshas Hashkalim, and they're not going to be from the regular Parsha Shavua. El Madiyam L'Seid Rav Torah Suchozer. But if you assume that the Parsha Shavua remains the same when you read the other Parshios like we do, what do you change? You change the Haftorah. You read Haftorah that relates to the Dalit Parshios, but you're still reading the regular Parsha Shavua uParshas Adiyoma Karina, and you're still reading the regular Parsha Shavua. It's only the Maftir that you're going to read as the Parsha Shkalim, and then you're going to change the Haftorah. Well, then, my Shani, why is this Rosh Chodesh any different than any other Rosh Chodesh? By every Rosh Chodesh, you read the Maftir of Rosh Chodesh, of Parshas Rosh Chodesh, and over here also you're reading the Maftir of Parshas Rosh Chodesh. Sounds like Gemara Shani Dilei Rosh Chodesh Karosh Sisa B'Inyan Diyoma V'Chad Kari B'Rosh Chodesh. Now, on regular Rosh Chodeshim, you'll read six aliyos from that week's Parsha, and then you're going to read a seventh aliyah about Rosh Chodesh. V'Lui Idna, but Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos Karut Lasa B'Inyan Diyoma. You only read three aliyos from that week's Parshas Shavua, va'arba'a karu b'drosh Chodesh, and you read four aliyos from Parshas Shkalim, from Parshas Tamid, which is Parshas Shkalim according to this opinion. So that is not necessarily a raya one way or the other. There's a way to navigate that even if you hold Parshas Shkalim is the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, that it's not going to be the same as every other Rosh Chodesh that falls on Shabbos. So says Gemara, okay, let's try a fourth raya. So Meisvei Rosh Chodesh Adar Shkalios b'Shabbos. So we have the Brisa tells us that if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, Korim b'Parshas Shkalim u'Maftirin b'Yoyada HaKohen. That we read Parshas Shkalim and we're mafter with the Yoyada HaKohen that talks about how the Yehoash was mesaken the ways of collecting money for Bedek HaBayis. So Bishlam Lemanyam Kisisa. I understand very well if you say that Parshas Shkalim is Kisisa, Hainu the Maftirim be Yoyada HaKohen. That's why the Haftorah is going to be Yoyada HaKohen. The Damilei, because it's similar to Shkalim, that the Chsiv Kesef Nafshel Sarko, that it describes how he collected the money for the Bedek HaBayis. Elamad Yemers Kabani Lachmimi Dami. But if you say that it's the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, Yoyada HaKohen's got nothing to do with it. Is there any sort of Sheikhus between the Parsha of Tamil and the Parsha of Yehoash gathering money for the Bedek HaBayis? What's one got to do with the other? So says Mark, Dami, Kid Rabbi Tavi. No, it is similar in the sense that, like Rabbi Tavi explained, that we read Parshas Tamid because that's where we learn that you need to bring karbanos from Rosh Chodesh Nisan and on from the Truma Chadasha. So since this Parsha also talks about a donation of Bnei Yisrael to the Beis HaMikdash, and in Parsha Rosh Chodesh we learn that you need to use new donations for karbanos, so that's similar enough. They're closely linked enough that it makes sense that that would be the Haftorah. Fifth and final Raya, Meisvei Chalios beParshas Muchala. Let's say Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out to the close to the Parsha Shavua that you're going to read for Parsha Shkalim anyway. Bein Milafaneha, whether the Rosh Chodesh falls on the Parsha Tetzaveh, which is the week before Shkalim, Bein Milachareh, or whether it falls on Parsha Vayakel, which is the week after Kisisa. So Koronos of a Kofronos. So you read that Parsha, even when it's the Parsha Shavua, and also when it's Parsha Shkalim, and it turns out that you read that Parsha, Parsha Kisisa, two Shabbosos, one right after the other. Right? You're going to read it when it's its actual week, and you're going to read it when it's Parsha Shkalim, whether it be the preceding or following week. Well, how could that ever happen, that it's going to be the week before or after Parsha Shkalim is going to be the week of Kisi the week before or after it's the Parsha Shkalim's Parsha Shavua is going to be Shabbos Shkalim. How does that work out? Well, Bishlam Amad Yom Kisisa, it works out very well if it's Kisisa because that's the same time of year. Dimisrami Ba'ainu Dimisrami Buzimna. It turns out that Parsha Kisisa, which is in Sefer Shemos, is going to be right around Rosh Chodesh Adar. Elamad Yomar Tzavos Karbani. But if you hold that it's Parsha's Tzavos Karbani, that's in Bamidbar. Mi Misrami Bahu Zimna, you're going to say that that's going to be nearer the time of Rosh Chodesh Adar. That's in Parshas Pinchas. There's nothing to know, nowhere near you read that close to Chodesh Av. That's got nowhere near this time of the year. So says Mar in. No, it is Shaykh that it would be this time of year. Lebnei Marava Damascus Daraisa B'Tashanin. If you do like the minhag of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael who used to complete the Torah only once every 3 years and not every year like our practice is. They used to divide up most of the parshios into three separate parshios. There were a few parshios that they wouldn't. Nitzavim, Vayelech, Hazinu, Vizos HaBracha. They're very small parshios. It's impossible to divide them into three. The Makkah and Kiddushin rites. So instead they would divide up. But most other parshios, they would divide into three separate parshios. Every Bar Mitzvah boy got lucky. It wasn't only those that got Vayelech. Right? So Tanya Kavasei D'Shmuel, we have a brisa that says like Shmuel, that Parsha Shkalim is in fact Parshas Kisisa. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shkalim Shabbos Korin Kisisa Umaftir and Biyoyada Kohen says if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, we read a Maftir of Kisisa and the Haftorah is Yoyada Kohen. So you have explicitly that it's Kisisa, and that of course is our practice. That's how we paskin. Amar Yitzchak Nafcha, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shkalios B'Shabbos Motzin Shalosh Toros. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, we take out three Sifrei Torah V'Korin Behen, and we read from the three Sifrei Torah Echud Bin Yano Shal Yom. One of them you read the Parsha Shavua, Vechud B'Shor Rosh Chodesh, and one of them you have to read Rosh Echad Sheichem, Vechud B'Chisisa, and one of them you have to read Parsha Shkalim. Why don't we just use one Sifrei Torah and roll it back and forth? So that's a Tirchat Tzibura. That's what the Ritva points out, but that's it's understood. That's the Pashtos in the Gemara. Taking out another one is not considered to be a Pagam of the first one, because it's Tlasa Gavri, but Tlasa Sifri, that when it's three different Olim and three different Sifrei Torah, it's not considered to be a Pagam of the first one. When you put away one in the middle of a guy who's one guy getting the Aliyah, that's a Pagam of the first Sefer Torah, but to have different Aliyos for the three different Sefer Torah is not considered a Pagam, and we do this in order to avoid Tirchat Tzibura of rolling back and forth. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha also taught there's another time you take out three Sefer Torah. Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechaldios B'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on Shabbos, Mevi and Sholosh Torahs V'Korin Behen. It's Chanukah, Shabbos, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh. You take out three Sefer Torah and you read Echad Binyanu Shel Yom, one for the Parsha Shavua, Echad B'Rosh Chodesh, and one you read read a Rosh Chodeshem, v'echad b'chanukah, and one you read the parsha of the Karbanos of the Nesiim that you normally read in Chanukah. Utzricha, why does Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha have to tell me this din, both when Rosh Chodesh Teves falls on Shabbos and also Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos? I get it. Each one has a separate, a special Kriyas HaTorah for Rosh Chodesh, the regular parsha of Shavuah, and there's another special Kriyas HaTorah. So of course it's going to be, if it's three by one of these Shabbos, it's three by the other one. So Diyan Mar Baha, because if it only would have told me about Rosh Chodesh Teves, I would have said, Baha Kam Rabbi Yitzchak. Yeah, that's where you have to bring out three Sefer Torah by Shabbos Chanukah. Avol Bahach, Kerav Sfirulei, but maybe Rosh Chodesh Adar, the Schal B'Shabbos, maybe he holds like Rav, the Amar, Parsha Shkolim, is Karbani Lachmi, Ubishtei Torah Sagi, that for Parsha Shkolim, you read as Karbani Lachmi, and therefore you only need two Torahs, because that's in the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh. So anyway, so since the Tamid and Rosh Chodesh go together anyhow, so I would think you only need one Torah for those two Parshios. So Kamash Malah, that's why it has to tell me that we don't paskin that way. We paskin like Shmuel, that it's Parshas Kisisa, and therefore you need to take out three Sefer Torah. V'lei Mahav V'lo Bayahach, so says Mar, still you don't need Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha to teach me both of these dinim. Let him only tell me about Rosh Chodesh Adar. And if he tells me about Rosh Chodesh Adar that you take out three Sefer Torah, then for sure when Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Teves, you're going to take out three Sefer Torah. So says the Gemara, Chad Mechal Chavir to Itmar. He only really told us about Rosh Chodesh Adar, and the Talmidim were able to figure out, based on his psak of Rosh Chodesh Adar, that he holds the same thing about Rosh Chodesh Teves, and therefore they sent over the halacha about Rosh Chodesh Teves as well, with full confidence that Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha would say the same thing about Rosh Chodesh Teves. Tosus points out in Dibra Maskel Chada, they have to say that that the one who said that was in Rav City, that holds that Rosh Chodesh Adar was Chal B'Shabbos, that you only take out two Sifri Torah, so they didn't know the second din of Rabbi Yitzchak. And that's why they had to let us know that Rosh Chodesh Teves is Chal B'Shabbos, you take out three Sifrei Torah. And who adin Rosh Chodesh Nisan Chal B'Shabbos, you take out three Sifrei Torah, Parsha Shavuot, Rosh Chodesh, and Parsha Chodesh. But if everyone already knew it from Adar, then you wouldn't even need to publicize it regarding Teves. So Itmar, Rosh Chodesh Teves Chal Yos B'Chol. What if Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on a weekday? So you take out two Sifrei Torah because it's Chanukah and it's Rosh Chodesh. So how do you divide up the Aliyos in these two Sifrei Torah that you're taking out? So Rabbi Yitzchak Karut Lasa Rosh Chodesh, you read three aliyos from Parshas Rosh Chodesh, v'chad b'Chanukah, and you read one aliyah from the Parshas Nesiim of Chanukah. Rav Dimi Demin Chayfa Amar, and Rav Dimi Demin Chayfa says Karut Lasa b'Chanukah, you read three aliyos from the Kriyas Torah of Chanukah, v'chad b'Rosh Chodesh, and one aliyah of Rosh Chodesh. Amar Rabbani Kavasi Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Mistavra. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha makes more sense that you read the first three aliyos of Rosh Chodesh and the fourth one is a Chanukah reading. Why? Rosh Chodesh is more Tadr than Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh comes up every month. Chanukah only comes up once a year. And therefore, it makes sense that the first three Elios are going to be Rosh Chodesh, because that is more Tadr. So that has to take precedence. Now, Tosos points out in Masech HaShabbos, not over here, but Tosfos points out that Legabe Chanukah, there's also an Inyan of Persume Nisa. So Lechori, you'll say, well, wait a second, we have two competing values over here. Rosh Chodesh is Tadir, comes up more consistently, whereas Chanukah is Persume Nisa. So what do you do when you have such a conflict between Persume Nisa and Tadir? So Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel tells us, Tadir Persume Nisa is Adif. So why is it over here that Rosh Chodesh is going to beat out Chanukah? So that's what Tosfos points out, that's dafka when the conflict is between Kiddush Hayom and Ner Chanukah, where you're not able to do both of them. But by Kriyas HaTorah, it's not a question of which I'm going to do. It's a question of which one's going to come first. There's a very big difference than deciding I'm going to do one or the other. In the sugya in Masech HaShabbos, we're talking about you can only afford Kiddush Hayom or Ner Chanukah. So do you buy the wine for Kiddush Hayom, or do you buy Ner Chanukah? Then we say Persume Nisa, that when it comes to things that are not Persume Nisa mitzvos, so the halach is you say Anos Rachmana Patre. You don't if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. You don't spend more money than you have, and you don't do the mitzvah. But by Persume Nisa mitzvos, it's a kolon beso. You're mocher ksuso. You do whatever you can in order to fulfill Persume Nisa mitzvos. Good. So you're going to spend your money on the Persume Nisa. But over here, it's a question of you're going to do both. It's just a question of which one is first. first, that's when we say Tadir B'Sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. That Tadir takes precedence in terms of the Seder HaDvarim over that which is not Tadir. Amar Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin disagrees. He says, Kavasei D'Ravdimi Mistavra. He thinks it's more logical to say that the first three Aliyos are all in the Kriya of Chanukah, and the fourth Aliyah is Rosh Chodesh, because Mi Garm L'Ravi Yishayavo, Rosh Chodesh. Why do we even have four Aliyos that day? For Chanukah, you only need three Aliyos. Why do we have four Aliyos that day? Only because it happens to be Rosh Chodesh, right? That's what we had back on Daf Chafalov, that Rosh Chodesh, since there's a Musaf, so we're Mosif an extra Ola, we're Mosif an extra Aliyah, and we have four Aliyos. So Hilka, Chaviv, Rosh Chodesh, by Mikri, so it makes sense that fourth Aliyah is going to be Rosh Chodesh. The Rosh Hash points out, the reason we don't say, meaning I might have argued, okay, but why don't you do both? Why don't you read three Aliyahs from Rosh Chodesh and also have the fourth one be Rosh Chodesh? Wait, what happens to Chanukah then? Have Chanukah be the first Aliyah. Why not have one Aliyah from Chanukah and then three consecutive ones from Rosh Chodesh? Then you'll satisfy everything. The fourth Aliyah to show that the only reason we have a fourth is Rosh Chodesh, and you'll also have three of the Aliyahs from Rosh Chodesh to satisfy the idea of having three Aliyos from Rosh Chodesh. Meaning to satisfy the Tadir, that Rosh Chodesh is Tadir, and therefore it should have three Aliyos. So says the Rosh Hash, you can't do that, because once you're starting Bishal Chanukah, you have to do Rov of the Kriya with what you start from. Because the Gemara says in Mesechus Yuma, the Flamin Gimel Amin Beis, when it comes to Hatavis Chamish Neros B'tchila, Kiven Da Askelbu Avid Ruba. Why is it that we do Hatavis Chamish Neros before that? Because once you're starting to do Atavas Neros, you have to do the majority of the Neros. So once you start with something, you have to use that for the majority, and then whatever you do after has to be the minority. So it has to be that we start out with three Aliyos from Chanukah, and only the fourth one is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So my Aviyala, how do we paskin in this issue? When you have Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, where do you read the first three Aliyos from? Where do you read the fourth Aliyah from? So Rav Yosef Amar, Ein Mashkichin B'Rosh Chodesh. We don't make Rosh Chodesh the primary. The first three Aliyos are Chanukah, that's the Iker. The fourth Aliyah, the add-on, that's Rosh Chodesh. Rabba Amar Ein Mashkichin B'Chanukah. We don't make Chanukah primary. The first three Aliyos are Rosh Chodesh, that's the Iker. The fourth one is Chanukah. V'hilchse Ein Mashkichin B'Chanukah Rosh Chodesh Iker. The halach is that we're not Mashkiach B'Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh is really the Iker. That's at least as far as the Kriyas HaTorah. When it comes to the Haftorah, when it's Chal B'Shabbos, we're Maftir B'Shal Chanukah, we're Maftir Rani V'Simchi, because that which Tadir Kodem is only lahaktim, is only to come earlier. But the Inyan Lidchos, like we said before, when you're going to decide which one am I going to do, and you can only read one of Torah, so you got to choose one or the other. So when it comes to which one am I going to do, then Pursumei Nisa is Adif. Not only that, furthermore, since you read B'Shal Chanukah last, so we should be maftir, but my desalik mine, we always are maftir with whatever we read last. So therefore, it makes sense that that's going to be Chanukah, that the Haftorah is going to be Chanukah. There are those that say the Lagabi the Haftorah Tadir is Kodim as well, but that's what we generally assume. So Itmar, Chaldios Bevaata Tetzave. If Parsha Shkalim falls out on the very week that we read Tetzave, which is right before Kisisa, so the following Parsha is going to be the Parsha Shkalim anyway. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Karashit Mivat Tetzave Ad Kisisa. You divide up Parsha Tetzave into six Aliyos, V'chad Mikitisa Ad Vasisa, and then the seventh Aliyah, you read Parsha Shkalim, which is just continuing to read from the same place in the Torah. So Amar Abaye, says, no, that's not a great idea, because people aren't going to realize that you're doing anything special for Parsha Shkalim. Amri Ukumi Hudukamok Mihasam. Everyone's going to say, it's not going to be clear to anybody that you're doing anything special for Parsha Shkalim, because Parsha Kisisa is the continuation from the end of Tetzaveh. So no one's going to realize that you're reading Parsha Shkalim. It looks like you're just continuing to read from where you left off. So Ela Amar Abaye, you read from Parsha Tetzave and you continue in the first six Aliyos, you continue through Parsha Shkalim, and then V'chad Tani V'kari Mikitis of Advasisa, and then the seventh Aliyah goes back and reads Parsha Shkalim again, and by reading it a second time, that demonstrates that this is a special Shabbos, that it's Parsha Shkalim. And the Tziv points out in Romi Sada, really? Does that demonstrate anything? That it's so unusual that you read to the end of the Parsha and then you go back that and read a few psukim again. We do that every single week. That's how we do maftir. So then Siv points out, you have to assume that Bizman and Gemara, they didn't do that. They didn't read a maftir a second time from what the same psukim that they read in Shvi'i. And therefore, if they would go back and read it again, they wouldn't make a mistake. But according to our minhag, where the maftir is chozer v'korei each and every week, so kol shkein that there's going to be a tatlus according to Abaye, that they're going to assume that that's just where the Kriyas HaTorah went until. So ask the Gemara on the sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha from a Braisa, Meisve, that the Braisa says, Chalius Parsha Smuchla, for Shchodesh Adar falls out on Parsha, on a Parsha that is close to Parsha's Kisisa, Bein Milufanea, Bein Milachareha, whether it's Titzav or whether it's Veyakel, Koronos of a Kofunosa, you read it twice. So the Gemara understands that that means on that Shabbos you read it twice. So Mela, the Gemara asks, Bishlam Labai, I said very well according to Abai that Parsha Shkolm falls out on Parsha's Tzava, so you're going to read in your sixth aliyah through Parsha Shkolim, and then the seventh aliyah again, you're going to read Parsha Shkolim Nicha. So that's exactly what it means. You read it twice. The Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Kasha, but according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, you don't read it twice. You read it once, the same way you would every year. So what does it mean that you read it twice? So why does the Bryce say you read it twice? So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha would respond, Ula Abaye mi Nicha? Does the Bryce fit so beautifully with Abaye? Tenach Lefanea. I understand that you're going to say you're going to read it twice when it's Lefanea. That's where Abaye holds. That Shabbos Shkolim, you read it twice. You read Parsha Kisisa twice so that people don't make a mistake. But that which the Baisa says, that if Rosh Chodesh falls out on the Parsha Smuchala La'achareha, meaning that if it falls out on Parsha Svayakel, Hechi Mishkachasa, where do you find that you're reading it twice? It's not Shaykh Chash that people are going to be maybe Lideitos, because what are you going to do? You're going to read Vayakel, then you're going to jump backwards to Parsha Kisisa. So that's not, no one's going to make a mistake and think, oh, you're just reading like the regular Seder. It's not like the regular Seder. You're jumping backwards. So what is why would it say in such a case that you read it twice? So what must the Braisa mean? It must mean Kofla B'Shabbosos, that you're reading that same set of psukim 2 weeks in a row. It doesn't mean that you're reading it twice on the same week. It means you happen to be reading those two weeks in a row. You happen to have read Parsha Kisisa and Parsha Kisisa, and then when Vayakel was Parsha Shkolim, you again read the first aliyah, Parsha Kisisa. So Hachanami, so too, when it's Parsha Tzitzava, Kofla B'Shabbosos, you happen to read Parsha Shkolim when it's Parsha Shkolim, which is Parsha Tzitzava, and then again the next week when it's Parsha Kisisa. So says Gemara, Chalios B'Kisisa Atma. What if Parsha Shkolim doesn't fall out on Tetzave or Vayakel? It falls out on Kisisa. It falls out on Parsha Shkolim. Parsha Shkolim falls out on Kisisa, which contains the Parsha Shkolim. So what do you do then? How do you make it unique? Some Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Karushisa Min Vasisa Vayakel. You'd split up Parsha Kisisa into six aliyos. And Vechad Kari Mikisisa Ad Vasisa. And then the last Ola, the seventh Ola, goes back to the beginning of the Parsha and reach Parsha Shkolim. So the Mask of Abaye challenges, Hashta Amri L'Mafreilu Dekari. When you do that, it's not nicker that you're doing it for Parsha Shkolim. People are going to think you're reading the Parsha Shavua and you're just reading it backwards, that you're reading Parsha Shavua out of order, that they're not going to realize that you're reading Parsha Shkolim. Some say that the question is just that what people are going to assume, that you have to make Parsha Shkolim appear different. And so that's how the Ritva explains. The Gemara's Kasha is that people are going to assume that you're just reading the Parsha out of order. However, others understand that, no, we're asking fundamentally. The Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph tells us, Gabi Kriyas HaMegillah, that if you read the Megillah, L'mafreya, lo yatsa. So maybe the same is true with Kriyas HaTorah, that if you read the Kriyas HaTorah, L'mafreya, lo yatsa. So if that's the case, we're asking much more fundamentally that you can't read Kriyas HaTorah backwards. If it's that week's Parsha, you can't go back to the first Aliyah. Ela Rabbi Karushisa Ad Vayakel. You read the first six from of Parsha Kisisa until Vayakel, till the end of the Parsha. V'chad Tani V'kari Mikisisa Vadasisa. And then you go back and you read again the second time from Kisisa Ad Vasisa. Meaning the first opinion was that you start from Vasisa, from start the Parsha Shavua from after the Parsha Shkolim, and you read the rest of the Parsha six aliyos, and then you go back and read the first aliyah. So that's what the opinion we rejected. Because they just look, because over if that's what you're doing, you're only covering the Parsha Shavua, each aliyah only once, and you're just doing it out of order. So that's problematic. So what do we do instead? actually start at the beginning of Kisisa, read the normal parsha of Kisisa in its entirety, and then go back and read the first Aliyah again. And that will be evident that you're doing it for the sake of Parsha Shkalim. The Gemara brings a raya to Abaye. Tanya kavasid Abaye. Chalios b'chisisa atzma. If Parsha Shkalim falls out on Parsha Kisisa, Koronosa v'kofonosa. You read Parsha Kisisa beginning to end, and then you go back and you read from Kisisa until the Asisa. You read the first Aliyah, which is the Parsha Shkalim. So the Mishnah had said, Chalios b'tocha Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of the week, Makdim in the Shabbos Sha'avra. So you read Parsha Shkalim the week before Rosh Chodesh Adar, right? You don't read it the week after, you read it the week before Chodesh Adar, and then the next week you take a break from one of the Dalet Parshios, and then the following week you read Parsha Zachar. So that's what we say, Makdim in the Shabbos Sha'avra. So Itmar, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchalios Be'erev Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Erev Shabbos, so Rav Amar Makdim, and Rav says still, you read Parsha Shkalim the week before, but Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin. Shmuel says it's so close. Rosh Chodesh is Erev Shabbos, so you just read Parsha Shkalim the next day. You'll read it on the day after Rosh Chodesh, on that Shabbos. So Gemara explains why each one would say what they say. So Rav Amar Makdimin, Tim Kain Batrilu Yomi Shulchanos. Rav says you read the previous week, because if you're going to say to read it on the day after Rosh Chodesh, you're not going to have 14 days from the reading of Parsha Shkalim until Tesvav Chodesh, which is when the Shulchanos or Yoshvim B'Medina. Remember we said that we discussed whether our Mishnah must be assuming that it's not that it's Shloshim Yom and not Shnei Shavuos, that your Sholin V'Darshin or whatever that you discuss matters that are coming up. So he said, no, it could be that it's Shnei Shavuos because it's 2 weeks. It's not 2 weeks in advance of the bringing of the Karbanos of the Truma Chadasha, but it's 2 weeks in advance of the Shulchanos being Yoshev B'Medinos, of the money changers being around. So I need to let everyone know to bring the new Shkalim 2 weeks in advance of the money changers being around. So if you're going to say that you wait until the day after Rosh Chodesh, you don't have a full 2 weeks till the money changers are around, because from the second day of the month to the 15th day of the month is less than 2 weeks. Ushmol Amar Ma'achrin, and Shmuel says Ma'achrin Amar Lach Sof Chameser B'Mali Shabbat to Mikla. He's going to say if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Erev Shabbos, it turns out that Tesvav Adar is also going to fall out on Erev Shabbos. V'Shulchanos L'Nafki Alchad B'Shaba. So meaning the Shulchanos in such a case aren't going to go out on Friday. You don't bring out Shulchanos on Erev Shabbos because of Kavod Shabbos. So they're anyway going to wait to Sunday. So anyway, you're going to have a 2 week lag. So Hilkach Machrin. So therefore, you might as well read Parsha Shkalim the day after Rosh Chodesh on the second day of the month, because the Shulchanos are not going to get out till the 17th day of the month, which is 15 days later. It's a little more than 2 weeks later, not less than 2 weeks later. So Tanan, so ask the Gemara from our Mishnah on the sheet of Shmuel. Our Mishnah said, Chalios B'Tocha Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out during the week, Makdim in the Shavar. It says you read the previous week, Umafsik in the Shabbos Acheres, and then the next week you take off from the Dalet Parshios. You don't read any of the Dalet Parshios. So my love of Filber of Shabbos. The Mishnah didn't distinguish and say, well, which day of the week did Rosh Chodesh fall off? If it fell on Erev Shabbos, we do one thing. If it fell on Sunday through Thursday, we do something else. No, the Mishnah just said, if it falls out during the week, that we always read Parsha Shkalim the previous week. So isn't that a raya, that it's always going to be the previous week, like Rav said? It says, well, lo, betocha Shabbos daf. When the Mishnah says even the Mishnah does not mean that even if it falls out on Erev Shabbos, it said Tocha Shabbos Dafka, which means from Sunday to Thursday. That and that Shmuel certainly moda that you read in the Parsha Shkalim the previous week, because if you don't, there's not going to be a 2 week time frame until the Shulchanos go out. But if it's Chal on Erev Shabbos, the time of our Mishnah also holds that you're Ma'achrin, that you read the following week. So says Gemara Tashma. The Gemara brings meaning Tocha Shabbos means really more toward the center as opposed to right all the way at the end of the week. So now the Gemara asks on the Shita Shmuel from another Braisa. Tashma, Ezui Shabbos Rishona. What is the first Shabbos of the Dalet Parshios? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios B'Tocha, the week that Rosh Chodesh Adar falls during. V'afilu B'Erev Shabbos, and even if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Erev Shabbos. So my love, V'afilu B'Erev Shabbos Dumya D'Tocha, doesn't mean that even if it falls on Erev Shabbos, it's going to have the same din as when it falls any other day of the week. Matocha Makdimin, not Erev Shabbos Makdimin. And just like if it falls any other day of the week, you can read Parsha Shkalim the preceding week. So too, if it falls on Erev Shabbos, you can read it the preceding week. So Amar Shmuel, Ba. So Shmuel says, when the Braisa says B'Tocha, it doesn't mean that Rosh Chodesh falls on a weekday, it means on Shabbos itself. And the Braisa means to say as follows: what is the first week that you read Parsha Shkalim? Kol Shachal Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios Ba, when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on that Shabbos. And even if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Erev Shabbos, you're Ma'achrin and you read Parsha Shkalim that Shabbos, even though it's the second day of the month. And Adrabah, that Braisa is now a Raya to Shita Shmuel, that if Rosh Chodesh falls on Erev Shabbos, you're Ma'achrin, you read the next day. V'chein Tanu de Beis Shmuel, and we have a Braisa that supports this. The Talmidim in the Beis Medrash of Shmuel had a Braisa that said Beferish, where they said, what's the first week that Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios? It said Ba, the Shabbos Atzma, on the Shabbos itself. So Kitarai says, where, you know what, this Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is really already a Machlokas Tanayim. Misargin the Shabbosos, we skip Shabbosos in the Dal Parshios. I mean, the Dal Parshios typically, you would think, would be one right after the other, would be consecutive to each other. Nah, misargin, we skip sometimes between one the first parsha and the second. Div Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, that's what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says. Meaning, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on a weekday where we're going to read Parsha Shkalim the week before, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, so then the first actual Shabbos of Chodesh Adar, you're not going to read any of the Dal Parshios because you want to save Zachar till the Shabbos before Purim. So you're going to, you know, if the first Shabbos of Chodesh Adar is on the third day of the month or something, or the fourth day of the month. So you're not going to read, you're not ready for Parshas Zachar yet. You're going to save it till the next Shabbos, a few days before Purim. Rabbi Shimon and Elazar Omer Ein Misargin. That no, you always read Parshas Shkalim right before Parshas Zachar. There is no skipping. Omer Rabbi Shimon and Elazar Omer Ein Misargin Bizman Shechal Lios Barav Shabbos. Why do I say Ein Misargin? That's when it falls out on, when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Erev Shabbos, because then you can read Parshas Shkalim after Rosh Chodesh in order that they're not going to have to be mafsik between Parsha Shkalim and Parsha Zachar. Al b'zman shchal lios b'tzolcha Shabbos, but Rosh Chodesh falls out on any other day of the week, so makdim v'korei Shabbos Shavra, you're going to read Parsha Shkalim the preceding week, afal pishu Shvat, even though it's still Shvat, and then you're obviously going to have to skip the following week, and then the third week you'll read Parsha Zachar. So you see, it's a machlokas tanaim about this very issue, that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So that's the machlokas tanaim. Fine, that's as far as Parshas Shkalim is concerned. It's so fascinating that the Gemara assumes that there's some value in having them one right after the other. I mean, why do you call that Misargin? Meaning, why would that be called skipping? There are four separate Parshios that have nothing to do with each other, right? They're all about their own thing. Parsha Zachar relates to Haman and relates to Purim. Parsha Shkalim is not about that. It's about Rosh Chodesh Nisan and the new Karbanos. It has nothing to do with Purim, nothing to do with Haman. Parsha's Parah is about being Tar for Karban Pesach. Also nothing to do with the new Karbanos, nothing to do with Haman. Each one is its own is its own entity that makes sense to read that time of the year. The impression you get from the Gemara is that there's got to be some thematic connection between them, and that's why that it's not a coincidence that within a span of whether it be 4 weeks or 5 weeks, we're going to read all four of these special. The whole rest of the year, we don't do any special maftirs, any special haftaras, and then all of a sudden, within the span of 4 or 5 weeks, we're going to do all of them. Moshe Feinstein in Darash Moshe, in the Hebrew version of Darash Moshe, he has in the back not just short vertlach on the parsha, but he has these long, long shiurim of beautiful drushas that he gave in different occasions. So in the back of Darash Moshe, in the Hebrew version of Darash Moshe, he has a beautiful mahalich in explaining what the connection is between the Dalet Parshios. Bekitzer, he understands that each of the Dalet Parshios, the first three of the Dalet Parshios, are there to warn us about what is not important in life, what does not define success in life. That you have Parsha Shkalim tells you money is not the definition of success in life. Hashir lo yarbev adal yamid. Then you have Parsha Zachar that tells us power is not the definition of success in life, because the Amalek was a much more powerful nation than the Klal Yisrael, which was a battered nation coming out of Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that Amalek was going to get burnt in the bathtub. And then you have Parshas Parah, which tells us that in intellect is not the definition of success in life, because even Shlomo HaMelech was unable to understand the Parah Aduma. So what is the most important thing in life? Avodas Hashem, doing the mitzvah of Hashem, the first mitzvah we're commanded on as a nation, HaChodesh Zalachem. And that's the theme that runs through that precede Chodesh Nisan, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of sets the tone of what our goals should be. Okay, B'Shniyah Zachar, then the second week we read Parsha Zachar, so Yidmar Purim Shchalius Barav Shabbos. If Purim falls out on a Friday, so Rav Amar Makdim in Parsha Zachar, B'Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin. Rav says you're going to read Parsha Zachar the previous week. Shmuel says, no, you'll read it on Shushan Purim, on Shabbos. So that follows Purim. So Rav Amar Makdim Kechidilot Tiktum Asiyah L'Zechira. Rav says, because you don't want to do the actual Mishnah and Mishloach Manos and all the mitzvahs of Purim before you do Zechira Samalik. Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin, no, don't worry. There are the Mukaf and Choma that celebrate Purim on the 15th, so it's Zechira and Asiya on the same day. So Tanan, Bishniya, Zachar. We said in our Mishnah that on the second week you read Zachar. Vaki Mikla Reisha Yarcha B'Shabbos, but Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos. Mikla Purim Erev Shabbos. Purim is going to be Erev Shabbos. V'Katani Bishniya Zachar. It says that the second week you read Zachar. According to Shmuel, the second week you read nothing. It's the third week you read Zachar. So Rav Papa, my Shniya, Shniya Lav Saka. The word Shnia doesn't mean the second week. It means the second week from the break. So Tashma says, I'll bring a Raya. Ezo Shabbos Shnia, what is the second week of the Dalet Parshios? Kol Shchal Purim Lios Betocha, the week that Purim falls out. Vafilu Be'erev Shabbos, even if Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos. My love, Erev Shabbos Dumya Ditocha, Ma'atocha Makdimin, Af Erev Shabbos Makdimin. Doesn't that mean that Erev Shabbos is going to have the same halacha as if Purim falls out in the middle of the week, that you're always going to read Parsha Zachar before? No. Amar Shmuel, Ba. Shmuel says, no. When it falls out on Erev Shabbos, then it's going to be different. Then Parsha Zachar is going to be the following day. The Chain Tana Debei Shmuel, Ba. And the Tana Debei Shmuel taught exactly that. So we have a machlokas when Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos. Now says the Gemara, what about Chalios B'Shabbos Atzma? What if Purim falls out on Shabbos? So Amar Rav Huna L'Divrei Kol Ein Makdimin. That even Rav is Moda, that you don't read, that you read Parsha Zachar on Purim itself, you do not read it the preceding week. Rav Nachman Amar Adayini Machlokas. Rav Nachman says, no, it's still going to be a machlokas. Purim falls on Shabbos, Rav is still going to insist you read it the preceding week. Itmar Nami Amar Chiyav Rabba Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Rav Purim Shchalios B'Shabbos Makdim Vakari B'Shabbos Sha'avrat Zachar, that Rav says that you read it the preceding week. B'Shlishas Parah Adumah, then the third week you read Parshas Parah. Tad Rabbanan Ezo Yishabbos Shlishas, which Shabbos of the month is Parshas Parah? Kol Shesmucha L'Purim Acharei, it's always the Shabbos after Purim. Itmar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina Amar Shabbos Shesmucha L'Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that no, it's the Shabbos that's close to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'lo Pligi, it's not really Machlokas. Hadik L'Rosh Chodesh Nisan B'Shabbos. Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina was talking about Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls on Shabbos, so since you don't have to read Parshas HaChodesh to the preceding week, you can read it on the Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so you can read Parshas Parah the week before that, and not the week after Purim, in order to have the Yashara about the Tumah of Parshas Parah close to the Dinim of Pesach. But when the Brisa was talking, is the Ikla Be'em to Shabbos. That's when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is sometime in the middle of the week. So Parshas Chodesh is going to have to be the Shabbos before that, which is therefore going to have to push Parshas Parah to the Shabbos before that, which is the Shabbos after Purim. But Revius, Achodesh Zelechem, Satan Rabban, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchalios B'Shabbos, Koren Kisiso, Maftirim B'Yoyada. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, we read Parshas Shkalim, and we're mafter b'yoyada. Ve'ezvi Shabbos Rishona, kol shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar lios besocha, v'afilu be'erev Shabbos. The week that Rosh Chodesh Adar falls in, even if it falls in Erev Shabbos, you read Parsha Shkalim in the preceding Shabbos. B'shniya Zachar mafter and pakadati, the second week you read Zachar and you're mafter pakadati. Ve'ezvi Shabbos Shniya, what is the second Shabbos? Kol shechal Purim lios besocha, the week that Purim is going to fall, v'afilu be'erev Shabbos. And then b'shlishis paraduma mafter and v'zarakti aleichem, ve'ezvi Shabbos Shlishis. The third week when we read Parshas Parah is right after Purim, and Beravias Achodesh Zelachem Maftirin Koamar Hashem Elokim Barishon Be'echad Chodesh and Ve'ezvi Shabbos Beravias Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Nisan Lios Besocha. It's when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is going to fall. Vafilu Be'erev Shabbos, even if Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on Erev Shabbos. Okay, we're all caught up, kind of. So Be'ez Hashem will pick up at the two dots tomorrow with the Chamishes. Have a great day, everybody.